From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Muslim groups say they welcome the arrest of a Pakistani-American believed to be involved in an attempted car bombing in New York City. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says the groups are offering to work with law enforcement to provide information.
Muslim leaders noted that Faisal Shahzad, the Pakistani-American who was arrested for allegedly trying to ignite a car bomb in Times Square, is innocent until proven guilty. But they say they welcome his arrest, adding that his alleged actions do not represent the Muslim community. Nihad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says Muslim leaders in Connecticut and New York do not know the suspect, but they are cooperating with police.
We do not know the motives. We do not know if he is the only person or there are other people involved. So we ask for our community to be fully engaged in this process.
Shahzad was pulled off a plane headed for Dubai just before it took off. He says no one else was involved in the plot, but Pakistani authorities have picked up several of his relatives there. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Thousands of National Guard troops are on call to help states deal with the oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says states are preparing for the possibility that crude will wash onto beaches in the coming days.
Governors from four states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, requested and the Defense Department authorized the use of more than 17,000 National Guard troops. If needed, they could provide a variety of services, from transportation to cleaning up shorelines. The request is part of state efforts to prepare in case oil hits land. Authorities managing the disaster say that's not likely to happen before Thursday. BP has given the states $25 million each to cover preparation costs. Meanwhile, the company hopes to have the oil well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico contained early next week. BP plans to lower a four-story dome onto the sea floor so that the oil will be funneled to a tanker on the surface. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Late-night television host David Letterman was not on hand for Tuesday's sentencing of a former television producer who tried to blackmail him. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports that Larry Halderman is now serving a six-month jail sentence.
Robert Joe Halderman pleaded guilty back in March to trying to extort $2 million from David Letterman. If Letterman didn't pay, Halderman threatened to make public the comedian's affairs with Late Show staffers. One of those affairs was with Halderman's ex-girlfriend. But Letterman called Halderman's bluff by admitting on his show that he'd had sex with women who worked for him. Letterman is married. Today, Halderman left a Manhattan courtroom in handcuffs. After serving a six-month prison sentence, he'll do 1,000 hours of community service. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says new sanctions against his country will cause irreparable harm to relations between Tehran and Washington. He told a UN conference in New York Tuesday that new sanctions cannot persuade his government to halt its nuclear program. The UN Security Council is negotiating a U.S. resolution for a fourth round of sanctions against Tehran. Tens of thousands of public sector employees in Greece are preparing to stage their third general strike in 3 months over the government's financial crisis. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy reports that all flights into and out of the country have been halted.
Central parts of Athens will be sealed off to cope with the demonstration that's due to converge outside the Parliament building. Thousands of riot police will be on duty after earlier protests have turned violent. Greece has been offered a massive bailout by the International Monetary Fund and other countries in the Eurozone, and that's forced the Greek government to impose harsh economic measures on state workers. They include pay freezes and later retirement ages, policies that have angered many Greeks. The bailout is intended to reassure markets that Greece will not default and help prevent the debt crisis spreading to other financially weak countries in Europe.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy reporting. Someone has paid $106.5 million for a 1932 Pablo Picasso painting. Nude Green Leaves and Bust was sold at Christie's auction house to an unidentified telephone bidder. I'm Shay Stevens, National Public Radio News.